And Bhagavad Lila, 10th canto, chapter 37. Keshi energy has no power. In order to increase Krishna's ecstasy, prema sometimes goes against the desire of the Lord. That is the situation here. In the form of a giant horse, and entered Vrindavan. Running at the speed of mind, Keshi tore up the
affection, man, jealous anger, pranaya, attachment, rag, passion, anurag, intense attachment, and bhava, ecstatic love. At the proper
as well as the demigods' airplanes, and by whinnying loudly, he terrified everyone.
Bhava anurag was arisen. Because it was predominated by the sanchari bhava of humility, dainyam, Rukmini experienced remorse, anxiety, and bewilderment. However, she did not experience affectionate anger or the casting of sidelong glances at Krishna. These symptoms would arise later when the sthayi bhava,
his mouth wide open, as if to swallow the sky. Keshi was trying to trap
stream. Satyabhama, however, with her madhusneha, honey-like affection.
Then after deftly moving around the demon, he angrily seized him by the legs, whirled Keshi around.
Prabhu, you become unhappy with my services such as fanning, but derive pleasure when I give up those services and speak angry words to you.
Throw a snake. When he upon regaining consciousness, Keshi got up.
Horrible grimaces. Why do you act like this? And then Krishna answers in this verse. Householders derive the greatest pleasure from joking like this.
Thrust his left fist into the horse's mouth as easily as one might make a snake enter a
praising Krishna by giving an opposite meaning to those arguments. So Krishna inquired in verse 11 in
his old, and his teeth immediately fell out. Krishna then expanded his
Lord, it is true that I can never be equal to you. You are the Supreme Lord, endowed with six opulences and are the supreme controller of three separate deities. I am a mundane woman.
His legs kicked convulsively. His eyes bulged from their sockets. And his entire body.
Although Rukmini is the transcendental goddess of fortune, due to her extreme humility, she is identifying herself with Krishna's external energy.
Her body became covered with perspiration. The demon passed stool and urine simultaneously.
Krishna is saying, I'm fearful. Krishna responds to this verse by saying, oh, Urukram, this name indicates Krishna's fearlessness.
Removed his fist. Then, without the slightest tinge of pride at having effortlessly killed his,
which are the actual rulers of this world, because they impel all living beings to act, because you fear that your devotee will come under the influence of these modes of nature and become entangled in sense gratification, you enter the internal ocean of the hearts of the devotees, and you remain as the omniscient supersoul to protect your devotees.
O Krishna, Lord of the universe and shelter of all beings, the Keshi demon was so terrifying.
9.5 of the Bhagavatam, when Brahma said, Naipashi nat ridiyam buruhat supum sam. For your pleasure, my Lord, you are never
set if enjoying a sport. In 2 days from now, I will see the deaths of Chanura Mushtika.
Kritangri Padma Sabhavati Bhagavata Pradana Ukta. The devotees bind your lotus feet in their hearts with the ropes of love. Rukmini continues.
And
And then I will see many other pastimes that you will perform while residing at Dwarka. These pastimes are perceived by your devotees through meditation. Krishna is the sole object of meditation for his devotees. And Krishna replied, I will see you appear as time personified, serving as Arjuna's chariot driver in this world. You take up the battle against sense gratification on the part of your devotees, and thus you constantly try to help them in their struggle for spiritual purity. Oh, I bow down to you, the Supreme Controller, who is dependent only upon yourself out of fear of the sense objects. When a devotee's attachment to you matures and he conquers the enemy's senses, he loses his attraction for the sense objects. Then you wish to leave from the Lord and departed, feeling great joy at having directly seen him. After killing the Keshi demon, Krishna was at that time the eternal loving relationship between you and your devotees becomes an irrevocable fact. Krishna says, we renounced the royal throne and played cops and robbers. Some boys became thieves, some shepherds. Complete loss of discrimination. If they do so, what to speak of you? In text 13, Krishna jested with Rukmini himself as a coward boy and appeared on the scene, pretending to join in a game as a thief. Yes, it is true, because your activities are always transcendental. They are unfathomable, even to the sages. And certainly your activities are incomprehensible to the animalistic men entangled in worldly behavior. It is also true that you do not follow the customary path. Your endeavors move you through the world. Understood what Vyomasura was doing, so he forcibly seized the demon as he was engaged in taking away. Value are also transcendental. Krishna says, we have no material possessions. This is what he said in 14. And we are dear to those who are similar, which was big and powerful as a great mountain. In this way, Vyomasura tried his best to free himself from Krishna's grip. Yes, you are indeed Niskinchan, because the word kinchan means something. Rukmini said, you are guy. After killing Vyomasura, Krishna went and smashed the boulder blocking the cave's entrance. Fame, strength, knowledge, renunciation, but you possess all of these in complete measure, since you are the source of all emanations. The meaning of Niskinchan as poverty-stricken was in the voice.